From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. We may have avoided the fiscal cliff for the moment, but most Americans will still feel a dip in their take-home pay this year. That's because payroll taxes that fund Social Security were not on the negotiating table this week in Congress. They are resetting back up to where they were at the end of 2010. It's an increase of 2 percentage points, and as NPR's Kirk Sigler reports, that's a big deal for some middle-class families in this sluggish economy.
Brandon and Teresa Reese feel like they did everything right, and they waited until they felt financially secure enough to have a baby and buy this modest house in a mostly working-class neighborhood in Encino, northwest of Los Angeles.
We're not poor, but we're not rich. We're, you know, doing all right.
The Reeses didn't overspend, so Teresa could afford to stay home part-time from her marketing job and raise their now 8-month-old son, Colin.
Instead of paying to have someone else raise him for us, which was our goal all along. We kind of, you know, waited until we're in our 30s and we have our house and we kind of have our whole situation all set. And we really made our budget tight, but we were able to pull it off.
But the frustrated Reeses now feel they've been caught in the tangle of Washington politics. They followed the fiscal cliff drama closely and are relieved their income taxes aren't going up for now. That would have been the biggest hit, they say. But the couple makes just under the cap of $113,700, so all of their wages are now subject to a 6.2% payroll tax. People who earn more than the cap aren't taxed at the same rate.
You know, it's not a huge amount of money, but it's something we definitely rely on every month in order to cover all our bills.
The Reeses have done the math, and they figure they'll have about $100 less each month toward their family budget.
I mean, we also refinanced our house already, just so we could save about that much money that they would be now taking. Just, you know, every little cut that we could do, we've pretty much done it.
Cuts, like a move to a cheaper cell phone plan. Brandon may also start paying a little less each month toward his student loan debt. He's a business analyst at a nearby software company. What they want to avoid, though, and they're not sure they can, is Teresa going back to work full-time.
My wife working more than the little part-time hours that she does put in was something that we'd kind of mentioned and were really, really hoping to stay away from because we like the amount of time she's able to stay home with our baby.
While it's especially acute here in the sprawling San Fernando Valley, this kind of small but still significant squeeze is no doubt playing out in middle-class pockets like this across the country. The payroll tax holiday was never meant to be permanent. It was passed in late 2010 as a stimulus to put more money in workers' pockets while the economy was down. But people got used to it. Now it's going away.
Oh, hey, Kirk. I'll buzz you up, man.
Okay.
30-year-old Jordan Bradley has lived in the Valley all his life. He and his wife currently share this apartment, though the two are rarely here. Both are putting themselves through college. She is still at work at a nearby jewelry store. Jordan is home from his IT job.
For me, I think that 2% payroll tax really stuck with me. Just because my wife and I, we are, you know, we're middle class, but most of all, we're the working class.
The Bradleys figure combined, they'll take home about $115 less a month.
That's school books for a couple semesters. That's groceries for a few months. With the gas prices, that's gas for a few months.
Bradley says he can see both sides of the argument. He understands keeping the taxes lower gives him a little bit more money, but there's also the debt to think about. Still, for him and his wife, the right now is most important, their day-to-day expenses and things they can't plan for.
You know, what if the car breaks down? What if the transmission goes out? You know, what if something, you know, unforeseen medically happens, it's not covered by insurance? Well, you know, that $700 that we could count on before suddenly becomes a vital part of, you know, of our survival.
But it's a reality Bradley will have to deal with for now. There was little political support to extend the payroll tax holiday, especially with the national debt mounting, and a gridlocked Congress that only reached a temporary deal on most other taxes and spending after months of debate. Kirk Sigler, NPR News.